Tens of thousands of bikers are in South Dakota this weekend for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, one of the biggest annual motorcycle events in the country. It's known as a place where people can let loose and celebrate their love of motorcycles. The 10-day rally includes several concerts, a poker tournament, tattoo contest, and a beard and mustache contest. And it's expected to draw at least 700,000 people this year. For some, it's a once-in-a-lifetime goal to make it to Sturgis. Others faithfully make the trip year after year.
It's changed quite a bit over the years. What I miss the most is a lot of the older bikers, because a lot of them are gone or they just can't ride anymore because they're just wore out.
Most of the bikers attending the rally have been spotted without masks and in close proximity with one another. Public health experts have voiced concerns that the rally could cause a surge in coronavirus infections, as cases are already on the rise in South Dakota. Joining us now to talk about Sturgis and the motorcycle rally is Katrina Kraft, who is riding in this year's event. So Katrina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So how long have you been going to Sturgis, and what do you love about it? Paint a picture for us.
Okay. Well, the first year that I went, I was 9 years old. And, you know, my family, my parents before me, they've been going for, my dad, I believe this is his 30-ish, if something, year in a row. My mom the same way. My brother, you know, he goes every year. My baby, this is her third time going, so it's definitely a family affair for sure.
It's in your blood. Last year's rally was called a super spreader event by public health experts. This year, according to the South Dakota Health Department, the number of COVID cases has increased by 68% over the last week. There are no testing or vaccine requirements in place. Do you have any reservations about the health risks?
Myself personally, no. I do not. And anywhere you go downtown, you know, there's sanitizer, you can wash your hands, you know, there's definitely things that you can do to protect yourself. But as far as an event like Sturgis goes, you know, you're not really able to distance at all. So that's one thing. If you are worried, you know, you can't social distance from other people. But like I said, myself, I'm not concerned at all. No.
Yeah, where does everyone go and where does everyone sleep? Are most people camping? Because it's a small town with 700,000 people. I was just, having never been there, wondering where everyone stays.
Yes. So there are a ton of different campgrounds in the area. And then it's spread throughout. So, you know, there's Rapid City, there's Spearfish, there's Deadwood, South Dakota, you know, Whitewood, Hill City, you know, the faces. So it is, it's really, really spread out and people are all over the area.
So are people there talking about the pandemic? I know you say that it's very difficult to social distance. I don't know if people there have been vaccinated, but is anyone expressing concerns at all, or do you see people taking any kind of precaution?
I see a limited, you know, number of people wearing masks and so forth like that, but not really, no. And there's not talk about it. You know, I don't want to sound ignorant, but really nobody is really concerned with it.
And why aren't you concerned about, like, when you hear the public health experts give these warnings, when they talk about the numbers from last year, what goes through your head?
No, I'm sorry. Somebody's calling in on my phone. I apologize.
No,
personally, you know, half of my family is vaccinated. Half of my family is not. I think the position that I'm in, I don't have any, you know, previous health issues, no health risks. I'm not necessarily concerned with it. And I think, you know, if you are worried about, you know, COVID-19, the coronavirus, maybe this is not an event for you. But if you are not concerned, you know, more than welcome, come hang out with us.
Yeah, I think some people are concerned that people are coming from all over the country, and if everyone's in close proximity and not taking precautions, they could then go home and spread it to their various communities.
Correct.
The organizers, I know that this is just kind of a thing that happens. I don't know if there are any organizers in place, but did they write about any kind of protocols or anything like that?
Not that I've seen, no.
Okay, and how long are you going to be riding?
At the rally?
Just, yeah, in general. You meet at the rally and then?
Yeah, the first year that I rode to the rally myself, I was 14 years old.
But this year, how long will you be riding? How long will you be with all of your friends riding around?
10 days.
All right. Well, we wish you the best and we hope you have a good time. Thank you.
Thank you.